The sermon for today comes from Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 20, 27 to 38. And this is the story of a group of Sadducees who come to Jesus asking about a situation of a woman who had married seven men in her life. And the question is about resurrection. In the Gospels, we hear about at least three religious groups in the time of Jesus. The Essenes, the Pharisees, and the Sadducees. Each of them had their own religious vision. Today's story has to do with the Sadducees, a group of people who did talk about things they didn't believe in. How difficult it is to talk about things in which one does not believe. But they had no problem with that. It is like those politicians who say they speak and defend the Constitution in which they don't believe. Something like that. The Sadducees were the high priestly aristocracy and were associated with a temple in Jerusalem, where sacrifices were offered to God under their regulations. For the Sadducees, purity was essential. As Sadducees, the high priests kept everything and everyone who entered the temple to guarantee the purity of this sacred place. The Sadducees were rich and powerful. They included families of high priests and noble laity. They were the administrators of all the money that was obtained from the temple's profits. And it was a lot of money. They were also the lapdogs of the Roman Empire. Their privileged place in society meant that they had little or no awareness of any injustice happening to the poor. As one seminary professor told me, if you are rich, powerful, and religious, who needs the resurrection? Who needs a future life? A rich person doesn't want to think about heaven, hell, or a final judgment. Those things are designed for the poor, whose life of faith on earth is determined by the rich, powerful, and privileged. When the life of faith is decided and governed by the rich and privileged, religion becomes more expensive. The hope of the poor is kept controlled under requirements impossible to fulfill. For Jesus, the kingdom of God is not primarily about the dead, but about the living, not necessarily of the life after, but of life here in this world. Jesus moves the conversation from eternal life to the life of here and now, where the Sadducees like to be. They have enriched themselves with the devotion of the poor. And in their alliance with the empire, they have forgotten to do them justice. Any religious doctrine, including the idea of resurrection, should not be understood as a continuity in privileges and dominion over others. For Jesus, it is a matter of justice. If we pretend that resurrection, eternal life, or the idea of the final judgment will offer us dominance and power over others, then our theology is not only crooked, but narcissistic and sick of power. We are a streak of material for psychoanalysis. None of the Sadducees thought about the life of that poor unknown woman who passed as an object of reproduction and procreation through the hands of seven different men. That woman had no right to decide for her body and for her life. For this unknown woman, there was a justice that seemed to never come, justice that after being abused throughout her life, had finally arrived and made her a free woman. In the fairy tale, they tell themselves, the resurrection has done this woman justice. Jesus' question between lines is, why does this unknown woman have to wait until resurrection to be free? Why does she have to wait for the resurrection to get justice? Why not here and now? A sign of the abuse of those with power and privileges is to make the poor and less privileged have to wait. Wait for salvation. Wait for resurrection. Wait for eternal life. And wait for justice. What are the things that don't seem urgent to those who have power and privilege, but to others do? This morning's reading is about the encounter of two different worlds. On the one hand, of a group of religious people who became rich by using the faith and hope of others, and on the other, the story of one who had become poor for his faith. But this reading is also about the continued abuse of the privileged over the most vulnerable, about the urgency of justice that should happen when thinking about matters of faith. If all our beliefs and all our theology don't do justice to anyone here and now, then we are like the Sadducees, speaking of things we don't understand and of matters that we don't even believe. Today, we leave this place ready to synchronize our urgencies with the urgencies of the less privileged. The Spirit of God is calling us not to participate in the perpetuation of dominion and abuse over others. Let this be so. Amen.